Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. This is Xavier Miller. I'm sitting here with Deanna Kent. We sitting here chilling right now. She over here paying some bills. Why you laughing? How you feeling?
I'm done paying bills.
How you done? What you doing? You had a bunch of, y'all can't see, she had a bunch of bills out that she was paying. So what's up, D? What's going on? Let me turn the music down. We got the new Meek Championship song in the background. Which is, this is probably album of the year. What you think, right?
No.
Is what?
I disagree.
Oh, you sound shy. What's wrong? You don't think that's album of the year?
You know, I think Nipsey had album of the year.
What do you just? Nipsey album of the year?
Yeah.
You right.
I like.
Well, push the T though.
Oh, you know how I feel about that Pusha T. Just by a little bit, but I love that Pusha T album.
So what's the top three?
Nipsey.
For 2018.
Nipsey, Pusha T. Who would I get a third one to? Who else came out with albums this year?
Me.
Besides Meek.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, J. Cole, Drake. It's a bunch of people. J-Rock, you probably ain't hear that though. It's a lot of people. Who are your top three?
Well, it's gonna be Nipsey, Meek Mill, and Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Jay-Z and Beyonce is better than Meek?
I mean, to me personally, I fuck with that Jay-Z and Beyonce.
What?
I like Meek Mill album, but I'm gonna listen to theirs.
Yeah, it sound like I'm against Jay-Z, and that's, everybody know that's my favorite rapper ever. He the GOAT, period. But that joint album, Beyonce, better than Meek's.
Yeah. I would say so. Me personally, I prefer that.
Damn, bro, that's crazy.
They're my top three.
Well, you know my top three is Pusha and Nip is number one. I get both of them number one. And then number two is Meek. Then number three is that J&B album.
Alright.
You feel me?
Say it one more time.
This, you ain't even listening, bro. I said that Nipsey and Pusha is number one. Meek is number two. And that joint J&B album is
so
number three.
Pusha ain't in your top.
Did you not just, bro? Yo, she obviously ain't listening. Man, yo, you ain't saying anything.
You said Nipsey, Meek, and Jay-Z.
I said Nipsey and Pusha is tied for number one. Then I said Meek is number two. And I said the joint J&B is there, bro. You tripping, man.
I'm tripping, my bad.
What's going on,
bro?
I
like your list.
Yeah, that's my title. It's four. That's four, but I got, you know what I'm saying. I couldn't just do three, so I had to put four. So to cut all that out, that was just a side talk for a minute. We got distracted with the music talk. But so the point of this podcast is just we promoting financial literacy or whatever. We giving you guys the privilege to just be a fly on the wall on regular conversations that we just have every single day. It's just now we recording it and just putting it out there so other people could hear it, because I feel like we got information that could be used and could be definitely important to other people out there if they had some of the had learned some of the things that we just discussed on the regular. So, for today's topic, what you want to talk about? I feel like you have something to talk about that you want to get off your chest.
No, I'm good on that topic.
You fine?
Yeah,
I'm
fine.
Well, for today's topic, we want to discuss priorities. Now, look, today is Sunday, what's the 23rd? 23rd of December, Sunday. And, you know, it's getting closer to the holidays, closer to Christmas and all that. And I'm seeing a lot of people, me personally, I ain't trying to put nobody out there, but I've been getting people, like, you know, DMing me, saying, like, you know, I'm not able to get my kids nothing for the holidays. Could you spare me, like, some couple dollars so I can get my kids some gifts? Mm-hmm. And then you've been getting the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, usually, and then mind you, these are people that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They just message me. They feel like, you know, they feel like I got it. So they message me saying, let me hold some. Just to, you know, paraphrasing whatever. But, and I feel like this just meet my opinion. I don't know how everybody else feel about this, but I just feel like if you ain't got the ends to get your kids all the gifts or whatever they want on the holidays, I don't think you should be stressing yourself out to get it. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't be going to people asking, I ain't got to give me some money. If anything, you should be asking for money to say, give me some money so I could start a foundation on build or something. You ask for money just so you could go back to being broke again. That don't make no sense. I mean, and I ain't even, you told it.
And not even, like, give me money. At least be like, give me the tools to where I can make money or maximize the money I'm getting. So I could be in a position to where I wouldn't have to ask you for some money.
Right. You feel me? And this ain't, that's very important that you said that. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? You see the stuff that I'm discussing. You would think somebody would ask, like, yo, talk to me more about this. Put me on game so I won't have to ask no more. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't like, I'm not saying this in no arrogant, cocky way or none of that. I'm saying this is the most humblest way I can. Like, you should, like, it's like the old saying, what they say, like, teach somebody how to fish, how to go.
It was something like, give somebody some fish.
Give somebody a fish, you feed it for a day. Teach somebody how to fish, you feed it for a life. So it's pretty much like, if you see that maybe y'all know some things about money and finance that you necessarily don't know, you shouldn't go to somebody and say, give me some money. You should say, hey, put me on game so I don't have to be in this situation again. You feel me?
Because it's just going to be a cycle. I'm going to give you this first little chunk of change. You know, who knows if you pay me back, then in the back of your head is going to plant the seed. I know this is my go-to person.
Right.
It's like,
then every time every year at Christmas time,
or whenever. I'm sure.
No, I'm just being funny. Hey, yeah, Christmas time, somebody gonna be hitting you up, and yo, let me. That just it just the whole thing just don't make sense to me at all.
It was even a little more like, kind of, I don't want to say weird, but like, we don't even get each other Christmas gifts anymore. So it's like, it's kind of weird for me to go out my way and give you the money to get your kids
gifts, and I don't even buy gifts by them. So. That's a real good point, man. So that whole situation is just kind of, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't mind. Like, I'm a giving person. Like, I get somebody to shirt off my back with no hesitation. But it's like, when it comes to stuff like that, when it comes to giving people, because let's say I give her these money, give somebody money for some toys or whatever. I mean, them toys ain't, you break back at ground zero. That's not helping you at all long term. So somebody for real should be really thinking, if you in that situation, like, excuse my language, fuck them toys. I'm trying to stack up, bro. You know, talk to your people, fuck them toys. No toys this year. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, bro. Don't force yourself to go in no debt over no damn toys. That don't make no sense at all.
Yeah. And it's all like a like a status thing, or it's just a way we've been programmed, is where you like a bad parent if you don't get your kids something for Christmas.
Yeah,
you
just feel tricks.
Oh, so guilty about it, and you just so hurt. But I mean, it's not about that. Like, you really about to spend your last to get all this stuff for your kid on Christmas so they can play with this stuff and then forget about it in a couple weeks. Now you in debt for all that stuff, and y'all ain't progressing.
Exactly.
I'd rather talk to my kid, like, look, this our situation, this what we trying to do. We going, you know, you gonna understand what's going on and why I can't do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
And let them have that understanding rather than clouding their judgment on financial literacy with, you know, all that fake stuff.
Right. And I know me, I know I'm pretty, I can speak for you too. We ain't trying to sound like the Grinch. So just for people that hear this, they be like, damn, they hate Christmas. They sound like, it ain't even like that. Like, I'm cool with celebrating Christmas as long as it's not putting your family in detriment. It's not putting your family in debt. We can celebrate Christmas all day, but as long as we doing it with no stress attached to it, cool, let's do it. But I see a lot of people, just from observation and watching, I see a lot of people, it seems like they're going through a lot of stress and debt just to get people toys or stuff that people don't even need in the first place.
And it's like, it get worse and worse every year because it's like the stuff getting more expensive, the electronics and all that, and it's just getting more out of hand each year. And it's exactly. Like, people still trying to keep up. They still trying exactly. to do it.
Kids ain't playing with toys no more. They playing with tablets. Them tablets, $200-$300 a pop. Mm-hmm. You gotta buy, you know what I'm saying? People wanna buy them.
PlayStations, Wii's, all that stuff.
Xbox, all that stuff. It like, at the end of the day, if you gonna do it without the stress and the debt attached to it. You know what I'm saying? Because our whole thing, like I said in the beginning, we promoting financial literacy, education. Like, we young. I'm 25 years old. You 22. Like, we weren't fortunate enough to come up in a household. Well, I know I wasn't, to come up in a household where we talked about finances and, you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my crib, my parents, they never really talked to me about money. Everything I learned was just through trial and error, or just hearing or watching people. You know what I'm saying?
And for us, it's like, I mean, my dad talked about it more so than my mom, but it kind of shocks me now that I look back on it. It's like, it's the norm. Like, it was just a normal thing not to have money. If somebody ain't have it, they ain't have it. That was cool. It's like, all right, I mean, time's hard. I get it.
Right.
Wait, come on, that check coming, or go get a payday loan, or, you know, something like that. But it's just like, that's not cool.
You ain't got nobody should or have to live like that. We just gotta put it in our mind to break that cycle, especially in our community. A lot of people feel like that's just the norm. I remember coming up and like, I don't even like talking about this or putting it out there, but it was times that we ain't even had like hot water and a heat on in a winter. And it was like, it was kind of normal. But I always, in the back of my mind, I always used to think, like, man, when I get grown, this shit ain't never happening. Whatever I got to do to have a regular, stable crib with, like, shit working and functioning all the time. Like, our cable, like, we had cable for, like, 5 months. Then it'd be off for, like, 7 months type shit. Like, I grew up, like, we weren't, like poor. Like, we was, like, a middle-class family. But we still had struggles at the same time. Sometimes shit would just go off. For a while, heat, hot water, you know what I'm saying? You gotta take that bath in the warm up the water on the stove, yeah, and get it cracking like that.
And it's like, what makes me upset is like, we so programmed, like, our community as a whole will go out their way to hide the fact that they ain't got it or they struggling. Like, we mask it with these clothes and these shoes.
It's just this whole era now. It ain't even just like, right now, it's not even just black people no more. Or, like, Hispanic. It's just everybody with the social media area and everybody on the ball, microwave style, fast overnight. It's just, you do anything to look like you got it, for real.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna say all that, but at the end of the day, we just trying to. If I just help one person, you know what I'm saying? Feel like they doing something, they got their stuff together, I'll be satisfied. Cause I hate seeing people. When I'm out, I'm seeing people talking about they broke, they ain't got nothing, they got $5, they like 20, 25 years old. I'm like, damn, fam, how you grown as hell? You old, you just as old as me, or even older than me. You ain't got $1,000. Like, how crazy is that, bro? Like, that's the, and that's the crazy part. That's the norm. Like they say, the average, the statistics say the average bank account in America got, what, less than $1,000? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, how, bro? If you're not disabled or mentally challenged, or, I mean, that's the only two reasons for somebody to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't get it at all, bro.
It's just like, the laziness and like the just wanting, it's just the social media thing, to be honest. Like social media just took it to new heights. The faking and the pretending is just like ridiculous at this point. It's just like out of control, and it's, you ain't even gotta do that. Like,
you ain't gotta do that, bro.
You really, like, don't let that stuff control your mind. Just do what you gotta do.
Stack your bread, man.
Get yourself together. Like, and, like, I feel like we all so short-term. Like, everybody thinks so short-term. Like, you need to think long-term. One day you're going to have kids. You're going to have a family. Mm-hmm. You know, they going to have kids and so on and so forth. And it's like, do you really want to say, like, you literally had nothing to give your kids, like, to pass on generation to generation?
Like I always tell you, it's easy to think long-term when you got goals. So I think a lot of people, that might be the reason why people don't think long term, because they ain't got no really set of goals. They don't see themselves like 10 years from now. When you see, you can visualize 10 years from now how you gonna be living and stuff, it's easy to think long term. It's easy to delay gratification. Say, man, I don't need this. I'm gonna get it later anyway when I really got it right. But when you don't see like that, you thinking like ball instantly. And that's how a lot of us think. I know coming up, I thought like that. I was trying to get everything fast. Oh, I want, but when I was 20, I wanted everything. Shit, I ain't need that shit.
17, trying to buy red bottoms, like $1,000 pair of shoes and all that. Like
17, you probably wasn't even working for real.
I was working, my check couldn't cover that. It definitely couldn't cover that. But it's just like, it's crazy, like how bad things are now.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you say, it's crazy, man. And like in our situation, like, me and you, this is a prime example. We drive a motherfucking Nissan. Mm-hmm. We could easily, every day, be riding a Range Rover, a Beam, and without the stress to it. And this not even to stunt or flex on nobody, but I'm speaking facts right now. We could easily be riding in a motherfucking new whatever, with no stress attached to it, but we drive a Nissan just because we think a long term. I ain't about to spend $600-700 on no car when I could keep spending $200, stacking that extra $5 every month. It's only $500, but think about it, every month is extra.
And they give me the point A and point B.
They get you the point A just like the other car. And we probably gonna ride this motherfucker till the wheels fall off.
For real.
I ain't got no plans of getting rid of it. Exactly. And that just shows, because like years ago, my mindset would have been totally different. I would have been like, hell no, ain't no way I'm about to end on Nissan. I got this bread, I'm gonna get a phone instantly. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, you like, man, don't none of that shit.
You run them numbers and all that, and you see like, it's not even worth it.
When you just understand money, you like, man, this shit ain't even, like, all that just a status, and all that is for. But I feel like, no disrespect to anybody, but for people that feel like, you know what I'm saying, their confidence ain't exactly what it wants to be at. Mm-hmm. That's just to show you and feel like, man, I got this, woo. I feel like when I don't even know how to say what I'm trying to say. But I feel like when you confident in yourself, you know who you are at the end of the day, you will drive anything and still feel like, I'm that dude, I'm that girl. This shit don't define me. These shoes don't define me. These whatever don't define me. You know what I'm saying? Because lately, all I've been, the shoes I've been wearing lately, man, they be like $70. I don't even be wearing expensive shoes no more. I'm so, my mindset so, right now is just so like, if it's anything expensive, I don't even want it.
Same here.
And I feel like if other people could understand that mindset, because at the end of the day, for real, people that really got it, people that really got bread, that's how they think. They ain't really getting no fuck about, besides like entertainers and rappers, because that's a part of their image. But I'm talking about everyday people that's up millions, that's up billions. They don't really be caring about none of that shit. We be out here by them people crib that got that bread. What be in their driveway? The cars, Hondas. Minivans. If you seen them driving up the street, you'd be like, he ain't got no bread. They ain't got no bread. Not to say like, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got nothing against being fly. You know what I'm saying? When I get up M's, I ain't finna be in no minivan or nothing. But I'm just saying, but I'm just saying, if you ain't got it like that, you shouldn't be going out your way to do all them unnecessary things, because this whole it ain't gonna elevate you, bro. It's gonna bring you down, or it's gonna keep you in the same spot. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. At the end of the day, what you think about why you?
No, talking? I'm listening to you. You're right. You're speaking facts.
Yeah, you said looking cool. You got something else to say?
No, I mean you pretty much said all there is to be said. It's a mindset thing. You just gotta switch your way of thinking. You just gotta have goals, have vision, long term, how you want your life to be, and then just have confidence in yourself and like really believing that you can get yourself out of your position. A lot of people just like, you know, you go through so much stuff and you just so stuck in your environment, you don't see your own potential, like
right
that you can really like make it out of this position. You could be bigger than this. A lot of people have a hard time seeing that, and you just gotta see yourself in a different light. And that's exactly like what we started doing. Like, we stopped thinking small and just started thinking bigger. It's like,
bigger and long
we
term.
Can do it. Like, mm-hmm. It's nothing stopping us from doing it. It's nothing special to this. Like, anybody, if you put the work in, you can pretty much do anything.
Exactly. What can stop you from getting $1 million? Mm-hmm. No, I'm asking you.
Oh, like me?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing right, that's at what I'm all. Saying. It's like literally nothing in this world that's gonna stop me from doing it.
Exactly.
Like that's my goal. I want to be up in those brackets. Like, if I gotta do what I gotta do to get there, I'm keep working hard, keep hustling, pushing all my stuff until I make it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Can't nothing stop you from getting there. That's the mindset I'm talking about. You got that mindset. You like, you gonna do it regardless. Ain't nothing gonna stop you. You gonna minimize your expenses as necessary, because you get paid a nice amount, especially for you to be 22. You get paid good. You minimize your expenses. You could easily be out here, like I said earlier, you could easily be out here wilding, living like one of these motherfucking, excuse my language again, you could be living like one of these Instagram famous people, wilding. Easily.
Stunting.
Every day. But I'm not sure to say it's a sacrifice, because you ain't that kind of personality anyway. You real low key or whatever. But your mind right as far as where you want to go, mm-hmm. and what you want to do.
And that comes with like the company you keep too. Because it's like you being older and a little more experienced, I'm able to stay on the right track, because it's like I'm surrounded by somebody who share my like goals and
vision. I'm glad you said that, because that's the most important thing. It's gonna be hard. It's hard just for anybody out there that's listening. It's gonna be hard for you to get your stuff together, get your bread right, get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Get in shape. Whatever you want to do, it's gonna be hard for you to do that when you got the wrong influences around you. If you're trying to get bread, really trying to run your bag up and do it the right way and be out here the right way, it's gonna be hard to do that when you got lazy people around you, you got complacent people around you, when you got people that's negative, people that's trying to down talk you. It's gonna be hard to do that when you got people around you. So that's important. You gotta realize my circle gotta be A1. Like they say, you're only as strong as the weakest link around you. Mm-hmm. So your influence around you is one of the most important things. Like, what it say? If you hang around 4 millionaires, you gonna end up being the 5th one. Mm-hmm. That's how you gotta see. That's how you gotta see shit.
Yeah, and like with us personally, like majority of our days is just us.
Right.
We feed off each other. We think alike. We just strategize all day. Like, we don't let no outside company come mess that up for us.
Exactly. Yeah. All, you know, the only people we hang out with is Julius and Adara. Shout out to them. Julius, Adara, yeah. Zenia. Yeah, you don't say everybody.
I mean,
you don't leave nobody out.
Names.
I'm just saying that's really the only people we hang out with for real. And Shafubi, mm-hmm. and Asama. That's it. Them positive people. But I'm trying to stress the importance of that. Because I know it's somebody out there that's, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to get their stuff right. And they know. Because when you trying to get your mind right, and you got people around, you know, like, man, I ain't gonna get where I want to be with this mug right here. Because he ain't thinking right. You know. Yeah. And I know it's people that's like, man, this is my dog, bro. I know him forever. I ain't trying to cut him off. I was like, blah. Not necessarily. You ain't even necessarily got to cut him off.
You can keep him
at the end of the
distance.
Day, you just keep him at a distance. It ain't even nothing personal. It's just, I got somewhere I'm trying to get to. Your mind ain't there right now. So, I'm doing me. I'm grinding. If that person can't understand that, fuck them. They ain't meant to be around you anyway.
Yep.
Period. why is you laughing?
You keep saying period.
I'm putting emphasis on it. I'm putting emphasis on it for real, because I know, because I was at that point in my life before too, like years ago when I was around people that I'm like, man, I'm trying to get somewhere, and I know they ain't thinking the same thing. So it is what it is.
Sacrifice. All about sacrifice.
You good? You tired?
No, I'm good.
You got something else you want to input? Yeah, we just talking. Like I said, this is an everyday conversations we just have. We just decided to record them today. This is the first episodes of the Millionaire Mindset Podcast. I don't know what I'm gonna name it. I think I earlier said I'm naming priorities, but I probably changed this.
Yeah, in a
different
direction.
It went all over. I might end up naming it. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. And for real,
PSA.
If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. For real, man. That's real talk, man. Like I see so many people stressing. Like,
it's not worth it.
It ain't worth it, bro.
Get your priorities straight.
Get your mind right. Get your bag right.
Because the way I see it is, if we sacrifice, like how we literally doing right now, if we sacrifice these next couple Christmases or holidays, all that as far as gift wise, when we get to that point where we like establish and where we want to be, I know it's gonna be lit. So I ain't even worried about it.
Exactly.
Like, you gotta have the same mindset too. It's like, when we get to where we need to be, everything gonna be okay. Don't even stress about right now.
Exactly, man. We might be sacrificing for the next 5 years, bro. For real, we might not go on no more trips, vacations, no nothing. For
it
the
is
next...
like, to when you say that 5 years, I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. But the average person would be like, what? Like 5 years? You gonna... But it's like,
you gotta think about 5 years ain't nothing.
5 years
I'm playing
to
for
change
the
rest of your life?
Exactly. I'm playing a long game. I'm thinking when I'm 50 years old, 40 years old, when we chilling with our kids and we... Say, hey man, we about to go to Paris for a week just because. That's the game I'm playing in my head. I ain't thinking of right now or whatever. That's the game I'm playing. That's why when I say 5 years, it ain't nothing to me. Because I know, once again, this ain't the stunt. I know if we do keep doing what we doing for the next 5 years and we keep minimizing our expenses and we keep living way below our means, we gonna be millionaires. The period. Not just, you guys have to say, we gonna be millionaires within the next 5 years if we keep doing what we doing. Probably before 5 years. That's how I know I can make this sacrifice and be like, hey man, it's cool. I don't need to keep doing.
You got that millionaire mindset. Like what I be trying to push on people.
Well, let me go get this charger real quick. You keep talking.
Talking about what?
Whatever you got to say, bro.
But yeah, it's all about just having the right mindset, getting your priorities straight, having goals, seeing yourself as something bigger than what's your surroundings, and having drive, like, get some ambition. People just be so lazy these days. Like, you know, you gotta, stuff ain't just gonna be handed to you. You gotta get out there and go get it.
Yeah, man. And
not the illegal way.
Not the legal way. I ain't trying to knock nobody how they get it or whatever you're doing or whatever, but you know at the end of the day, if you get it the legal way, the shit ain't going to last long.
The risk outweigh the reward.
And you know that any person that's doing it the legal way, they already know this. So you ain't even got to say it. So if you is getting it the legal way, find a way to transition that into some legal bread.
Mm-hmm.
Buy some real estate. Buy some stocks, you know what I'm saying? Start a business, you know what I'm saying?
It's top three.
Yeah, it's top three. If you do it the right way, you definitely go.
It's a million ways to make money. It's a million ways. It shocked me sometimes stuff I hear people tell me they do to make money, but it's like you just gotta find what work for you. You gotta be actively looking.
You gotta be creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be creative. If you a hustler. You could hustle anything. If you could make money doing something illegal, think of all the barriers that's in the way of you doing something illegal. It's like so many barriers and roadblocks. And if you somebody to be successful while they doing that, you mean tell me they can't transition that to the legal business where it ain't that many barriers? It's just like road, go straight. You know what I'm saying? You doing something legal, you gotta worry about police. You gotta worry about somebody snitching on you. You gotta worry about everything. You can't trust nobody. And you still successful within that lane, you could easily become a business mogul. Easy. It's just, once again, it's just that mindset. You gotta flip that switch in your head saying like, man, let me get it together, bro.
Yep.
Let me get it together, bro.
Simple as that.
Simple as that, man. What you done? You ain't got nothing else to say? We can wrap up with you. No, not really, man. That's just for this first episode right now. That's pretty much. I mean, I don't know if stuff probably gonna come to me as soon as we get off here or whatever, but right now, that's pretty much everything, man. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Period.
All right, then. No, if you ain't got it, find a way to get it.
Find a way to get it. And another thing, feel free to reach out to people. It ain't got to be me. It ain't got to be you. It ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that you feel like, all right, they positive, they doing something good. I see they doing something that's getting results for them. Reach out to them. Never be scared, man. Don't see nobody as... Oh man, he doing this and he doing that. Dang, I don't know. Cause I remember years ago, I used to message anybody. I ain't care how many followers they had. If they had something that I was interested in and learning about, I would just message them. And 80% of the time, they messaged me back. And worst case scenario, what's gonna happen? They don't message you. But 80% of the time, people responded. So I'm like, damn. If I had that mindset, well, I'm like, no, they ain't gonna even reply.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying that to say, reach out to people. You know what I'm saying? Each one teach one.
Take that first step.
Take that first step, man. And if you want to hit us up or ask us something, feel free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. My Instagram is Xavier C. Miller. Your Instagram is.
Deanna Kent. And you ain't gotta rely so heavily on like people giving you the tools. It's easy, very in this age we live in with the internet, it's very easy to get on the internet, find particular information you're looking for, or even like find books that's gonna give you the keys that you need.
So, right.
It's so many different avenues you can take, but of course the easiest one would probably be, you know, reaching out to someone. But don't be afraid to take those extra steps to, you know, get that information yourself first.
Right. All right. We probably gonna wrap this up in a minute. We going on 33 minutes because I'm hungry.
Right.
You hungry? Yeah. All right, y'all. So we about to wrap it up, and we getting kind of hungry. And don't forget, everybody who haven't subscribed to
Millionaire Mindset, the text subscription, you receive our daily motivational text messages every day. So just text Millionaire to 55222 and be on the lookout, because pretty soon we got the website up, but we're going to make a few more additions to it, and on there you can watch our vlogs and all that stuff.
Yep. So once again, that's Millionaire. You text the word Millionaire to 55222, right? Mm-hmm. 55222. And that's for daily motivational text. You're going to get every day, every morning, and every single day.
Eventually, you start getting updates about when our new vlogs drop or when our new
podcast drop. And that's it. Subscribe. All right, everybody. Appreciate y'all for listening. We about to get up out of here. Talk to y'all later.